This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Meg Bunting, longtime Radio America producer, now based in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville is ground zero for some torrential storms that hit over the past several days that has left in the entire region nearly 30 people dead, many people still unaccounted for, and a lot of people dealing with a lot of misery in terms of property damage and rising waters in their basements and throughout the communities. Meg's here now to give us an update on what the Nashville area is dealing with at the present time. And Meg, it's great to have you back.
It's great to be with you today, Greg.
Well, obviously, it's the rivers that are overflowing their banks that have been the problems in a lot of these different areas. Certainly, that's the case in Nashville. Apparently, there's some good news on that front today.
Yes, the Cumberland River has indeed crested last night around 6 p.m. and is now going down. It's been down a foot, and by the end of the week, it should go down below the flood level stage, which is 40 feet.
So that's good news. Apparently, the worst part of this has been downtown. We've heard about some of the tourist attractions that are going to be changed for a long time. What can you tell us about what's happened downtown in particular?
Downtown is very hard hit right now and is going to take quite a while to recover. Places like LP Field, where the Titans play, has water up past, like you can't see a field, it just looks like a swimming pool. Lots of the honky-tonks are now underwater. You have the Bridgestone Arena, which is filled with water. You have Opryland Hotel is not quite downtown, but it is right on the river edge, and it has 10 feet of water in the lobby as of yesterday. And they say it will take months to recover, and they don't plan on opening for at least a couple months. Grand Ole Opry is also had water up to its stage last night. All of its equipment is pretty much gone. They've moved out of there, and they do plan on continuing their some of their shows and such at different locations now here in Nashville for at least the time being.
Meg, you've obviously described a lot of devastation downtown, and that could have a lingering economic impact, folks' jobs affected by that. I know another issue that you have informed me about before we went on the air is the water restrictions now. Explain why those restrictions are in place and how that's affecting just daily activities.
There are two different water plants here in Nashville. One is completely submerged underwater and is completely out of use. So they now are relying on one water plant, which they asked all Nashville residents to conserve water to only cooking and drinking. People haven't really been heeding that all that well yesterday, and now the water reserve is down below 50%. A lot of those issues turn into like hydraulics and pressure where it can't pump the water out to the high elevations in the far regions. So a lot of people are going to end up without any water shortly if it keeps going below and below and people aren't conserving.
Meg, you mentioned a moment ago about how the downtown has been severely impacted by this. What about traffic in general? Are most people able to get to their jobs, get to the stores, or go about their daily lives?
Well, very large parts of this city are just fine. Like where I live and where my friends and other people I know have lived, they haven't been restricted by traffic. There are only about 30 roads closed that I've heard. Now in Nashville, on Sunday, there was upwards of 150, and there was lots of road closures. Once it stopped raining and the sun kind of came out, then most of the roads opened up, mostly downtown. Farther outlying areas still have issues with traffic, but I know that yesterday they closed a lot of places due to traffic and people not being able to get where they need, but I have not heard that as of today. I hear that most private places of business are opening and expect their employees to be there. I know of some grocery stores that have been flooded, but others that I've gone to have been just fine, and there aren't any road closures blocking people.
Well, Meg, we're glad you have stayed safe, and we certainly wish a speedy recovery to everyone else in the Nashville area and everywhere else that's been affected by these powerful storms that ran through the region just a few days ago. Thanks, as always, for being with us.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Meg Bunting, longtime and great producer for us here at Radio America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.